Hi there, it's D'Anthony Halton, founder of Think Up Now, and today's episode of Think Up Now is about letting go. And what I mean by letting go of negativity, letting go of the negative thoughts that are hindering you, letting go of the negative people that are hindering you, letting go of negative situations that are holding you back. We have to let these things go. We have to. Because we can't move forward if we can't let go. It doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. It doesn't work like that. Even letting go of past situations, things that happened in your past, people you have not forgiven yet, situations you have not gotten over yet, can hinder you from where you're supposed to go. We have to be very careful when it comes to that. Because we'll feel as if we're making progress. And then, here goes a negative thought that has set us back a whole year. Here goes a negative person that we refuse to address. And they spread their negativity. And before you know it, it's a whole year full of negativity. And you haven't done anything, and you're wondering, why in the world have I gotten anywhere? It's because of the person that you're connected to, or people rather. Because it can be more than one person that's negative in your life. You have to be very careful with that. We all have to be extremely careful. Be careful with the thoughts that you think. Because when you think negative, you receive negative. You have to let the negative thoughts go. You have to let it go. The moment you decide, hey, I'm going to let this go, it's going to let you go. I promise you. And when you let go, you create space for something better. You have to remember that. So in other words, when you decide, hey, I'm going to let petty go, you just created space for peace. When you decide, hey, I'm going to let negativity go, you just created space for positivity. That's how this works. You have to let it go. Say to yourself today, I will no longer let these thoughts, these people, these petty situations hinder me from moving forward. A wise man by the name of Bishop Mark L. House once said, you will never make it to your future, or see your future rather, if you keep living your past. You'll never make it there. You will never make it there. Oh yeah, and it'll seem as if you're progressing, but you're not. You're running in the same spot. Same spot. All because you refuse to let go. This is very imperative. We have to let go, y'all. We have to let go, as hard as it may seem. And I'm pretty sure you feel as if it's easier said than done. But I promise you, once you do it, I know this by experience. I promise you, the moment you do it, it's a calm that rests over you. You no longer wrestle with certain things because you let it go. Certain situations can't bother you anymore because you let it go. Certain people can't bother you anymore because you let it go. Certain thoughts can't bother you anymore because you let it go. So it no longer has a hold on you. You're holding yourself up if you don't let it go. Something, right? You're holding yourself up if you decide not to let certain things go. We have to be careful, y'all. We have to. Every time we think we're about to think a negative thought, we have to go ahead and stray away from it. Not today. Not today. I am not going to think about this today. Every time they come to you with negativity and negative vibes, let them know, hey, not today. I can't do this today. I can't take that negativity today. I just can't do it. Not today. Not today. I remember one time Bishop once said, you don't even have to cut people off. They'll start cutting themselves off when they realize they can't affect you anymore. They can no longer hinder you. When you decide to say, hey, this situation at home, this situation at work, certain situations cannot get to you. Oh my goodness. When you let go, you become stronger. You become stronger when you let go, not weak. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go, because sometimes holding on does more damage than letting go. So the longer you hold on to it, the longer it will hinder you from becoming the person that you should be. But the moment you choose to let it go, here comes progress, here comes growth, here comes maturity. It comes to you. It comes to you. You start to walk in it because you decide to let it, the mess go, the negativity go, the pettiness go, the drama go. You decided to let it go. You decided not to let certain things stress you out anymore. It's beneath you. The mess, the drama, the negativity is beneath you. You have to let it go. Because if you don't, it has a hold on you. That can be extremely hazardous. This episode was to encourage us all to let it go. Let it go. Let the beef go. Let the beef go. Let it go. No more drama. Let it go. No more negativity. Let it go. I am encouraging you to let it go so that you can move forward. So that you can move forward. Once again, this is D'Anthony Halton, founder of Think Up Now. You all have a wonderful day. Be encouraged.